was just delighted. The tribe has been waiting for some time to get the decision in this case.
That's attorney Holly Handler on the recent opinion. She argued the case for the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, the sovereign tribal government for 27,000 Tlingit and Haida Indians worldwide.
Although it's not entirely final, it's just the summary judgment decision. The order addresses the real heart of the case, and it's an issue that's favorable for the tribe, and most importantly, it's really favorable for all the kids that are served by the tribe's child support unit and tribal court.
Tribal court orders specifying the garnishment of income tax refunds, unemployment benefits, and permanent fund dividends were ignored by the state of Alaska. Tribal courts had issued the orders for either child support or for reimbursement of benefits paid out by the Temporary Assistance to Needy Families Program, the tribe's version of the Alaska Temporary Assistance Program. State Superior Court Judge Philip Pallenberg of Juneau issued the 16-page opinion, which referred to the recent State versus Native Village of Tanana opinion and the pivotal John versus Baker opinion issued by the Alaska Supreme Court in 1999. Justices ruled then that tribes had the sovereign authority to adjudicate custody of tribal children in their own courts, but they did not specifically touch on the issue of child support. Judge Pallenberg, however, writes that child custody and support are naturally intertwined. In state courts, for example, both issues are considered at the same time. Pallenberg considers monetary support as an integral part of any custody determination and a paramount duty that any parent has to their children. This is Handler's view of the opinion.
It's not charting any strange and bizarre territory. It's really just a direct application of John v. Baker to child support cases.
David Volek, chief judge for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska and family law magistrate for the Central Council, calls it a strong and solid opinion that's based on centuries of precedent, principles, and legal reasoning of federal Indian law.
How could you make a meaningful decision impacting the custody of a child, the school of the child, the culture, the religion, the health care, every other facet, family law that impacts a child, it is agreed, can fall under the inherent sovereignty of a tribal court. So it really makes no sense to argue that, oh, but the financial support of a child, the child support, that's different. You know, it's a package. We're trying to wrap a child up in a blanket of a decision that will give them continuity in their life.
Judge David Volek says he hears as many as 30 cases a month. He counts at least 10 cases that he's heard where a poor working relationship between the tribe and the state has affected support for the family. Attorneys who defended the state did not respond to inquiries seeking comment, but among their claims outlined in briefing documents, the Central Council has no jurisdiction under Alaska's version of the Uniform Interstate Family Support Act, the law that allows recognition of support orders from different states. Judge Pallenberg's opinion notes an amendment by the legislature 2 years ago that stemmed from federal welfare reform legislation. The Family Support Act included tribe as part of the definition of a state.
And so essentially when case processing occurs, the tribe's child support order should be processed just as any other state's child support case is processed.
Jesse Archibald is a staff attorney for the Tribal Child Support Unit that's handled about 500 cases since the unit's inception 4 years ago.
We have been in the process of working with the state on recognition of our tribal child support orders for quite some time. And initially there was just a small number of cases where the tribal court had created orders, but as we've grown, there are more and more cases.
State of Alaska Child Support Division Director John Maloney says they're still reviewing the opinion. He declined to immediately comment on it or any potential impacts on his division's operations. Additional related claims must still be decided in the case before a final judgment is issued. Since state attorneys did not respond for comment, it's unknown whether they eventually plan to appeal. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.